This is Dina Weiss, talking about greeting our loneliness. Like many beautiful poems, L'Chadodi is confusing. The central, and perhaps unanswerable, question of L'Chadodi is who is being addressed by whom? Who is the beloved? Who is the bride? Who is the speaker? Is the bride the Shechina? Is she Jerusalem? Is she the wife of the author of the poem? Is she the Jewish people, our second soul? This holy, loving confusion always calls to mind for me one of the sweetest midrashim that I know about Shabbos. The midrash asks, Lama Beiracho, why did God bless Shabbos? Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Dosai Omrim. Rabbi Brachia and Rabbi Dosai say, She'ein lo ben zug, because Shabbos doesn't have a partner. Chad b'Shabbata Trey. The first day of the week has the second. Tzlata Arba'ata. The third has the fourth. Chamisha Eruvata. The fifth day has Erev Shabbos. Shabbata late la benzug. But Shabbos doesn't have a partner. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai teaches. Amra Shabbat lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos said before the Holy Blessed One. Ribono shel olam, Master of the Universe, lechulan yesh ben zug, veli ein ben zug. Everyone has a partner, but I don't have a partner. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Blessed One said to her, Knesset Yisrael hi ben zugeich, the Assembly of Israel is your partner. Vechevan she'amdu Yisrael lefnei Har Sinai, and when Israel stood before Har Sinai, Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Blessed One said to them, Zichru hadavar she'amarti l'Shabbat, remember that which I said to Shabbos. Knesset Yisrael hi ben zugeich, the Assembly of Israel is your partner. Haynu dabur, that's why the commandment says, Zichor et yom HaShabbat l'kadsho, remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's interpretation relies on three exegetical opportunities provided by the fourth commandment, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat l'Kadsho, remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. The first is that God says to remember Shabbos, Zachor, although in the unembellished Torah text, this is the first time that Israel is hearing of Shabbos, so how could they be told to remember it? The second is the extra word day, yom, in Yom HaShabbat, the day of Shabbos. And the third is the play on the word l'kadsho, which literally means to set aside or to sanctify, as in Kiddush, but can also mean to betroth, l'kadesh, as in Kiddushin. So God asks us to remember Zachor, the existential loneliness of Shabbos, Yom HaShabbat, which is a function of its singularity as a day, as a yom, and how we have been promised to Shabbos as her life partner, L'Kadsho. When I sing L'Chadodi, I like to think that Shabbos is the bride, and that we are fulfilling God's promise to Shabbos that God made on our behalf. Israel is your partner. Israel will love, respect, and celebrate you. Israel will appreciate you and greet you with joy. Shabbos doesn't quite fit in. The other days are about work, and Shabbos is about rest. The other days are about surviving, and Shabbos is about existing. The 6 days of the week know why and for whom they have been created. But Shabbos has to wait and find out. When I sing L'Chadodi, I think about the loneliness of Shabbos, of how it feels to be left out, to be different. And someone else can tell you that what makes you different is what makes you special. But all of that specialness can be isolating, and all of that uniqueness can feel unkind. The reason why the Jewish people is such a good partner for Shabbos is that human beings understand what it means to be lonely, to feel different, to not understand why we're here, and to feel misunderstood by others. We're a good partner for Shabbos, and Shabbos is a good partner for us because it reminds us to be patient. Shabbos reminds us to listen for a love that is coming, to remember it. Shabbos provides us with an opportunity to appreciate who we are, to connect with other people and with God from a place of understanding that loneliness is a force that unites. Shabbos is alone, God is alone, we are alone, and that brings us together. Shabbos is the bride, but we also wear white because we too are the bride. As we greet Shabbos, we greet ourselves. And as we embrace Shabbos, we embrace one another and say, let's be unique together. And the refrain of Lecha Dodi is, go, my love, which is one person encouraging another. Pnei Shabbat Nekabala, let's welcome Shabbos together. To learn more about Lecha Dodi and its deeper meaning, please see the Shiur by Rabbi Eli Confer. And to learn more about how to embrace Shabbos musically, please listen to the recordings by Joey Weisenberg.